Man, I'm 2 minutes early. It's only 1:05. Okay, let's begin with just a quick overview of the different cases that come up in Chatei Kedei Sheizak Chavercha. So the most prominent and important case for our discussion is our Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us in the case of Rdia Sapas, V'chi omrim ol adam Chatei Kedei Sheizak Chavercha, right, as a rhetorical. Like, do we say that you should do an Avera to save your friend from a bigger Avera? So it would seem that the maskana of the Gemara in Daf Dalet is that you don't say Chatei Kedei Sheizak Chavercha. You're not allowed to do an Avera to save your friend. So that's case number one. And the implication is that you can't do it. Second Gemara raised by Tosos, Gemara in Erevin on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara has a machlokas whether you could be Torem Shalom in Amukaf to prevent the Amaretz from violating the Isser Tevel. So there the Gemara seems to say, well, at least Tosos assumes that we paskin, Nichale Lechaver Lavar al Isser Kleilav lo Leavid Amaretz Yisura Chamura. Better that the chaver violate a light avera of being torim shalom and amukav, rather than the amaretz violate an iser chamor of tevel. Okay, so the implication of the gemara in Erevin is directly to the contrary of the gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Shabbos. There, the implication is chatei kedei sheizkei chavercha. Case number three, cited by Tosos, gemara in Gittin Mem Aleph Mebeis, where the gemara tells us that we're meshacher chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin, in order that he can be mekayim the mitzvah of peruvo. So there we're saying violate the Isra of L'olam Behem Tavodu, such that you can Mekayim the Asay, such that the Eved can Mekayim the Asay of Mitzvahs Puravu. Fourth case raised by Tosos, Gemara in Pesachim, Nintesa Med Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that a Kohen is allowed to bring a Mechusar Kippurim, the Kohen is allowed to bring the Karban for a Mitzora, or somebody who needs Tara, after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. And we know from the Gemara in Pesachim that there's a din aleha hashlem kol karbanos kulam. It's a mitzvah say not to bring any karbanos achar tamid shalbein arbayim. So karban Pesach is an exception. Okay, but here we're allowed to bring the karban mechusar kipurim along with the karban Pesach. So why is this kohen allowed to sin such that this Yisrael can be zoch and the karban Pesach? So that's a question posed by Tosos. We'll see that Sfas Emes doesn't like that proof so much, because Sfas Emes thinks that, what do you mean? Once the Torah tells you that you're allowed to bring the Karban Mechusar Kippurim, so it's no longer a chet. Just like the Karban Pesach is Docha Asei Dashlama, so too Mechusar Kippurim is also Docha Asei Dashlama. Okay, but Tosos here at least assumes, against that Sfas Emes, that this is the case of Chatei Kedei Sheizkei Chavercha. You indeed are violating an Asei, such that this Yisrael can be Zocha. Then he couldn't bring his Karban Pesach. Pardon?
Bringing the
carbon
to the Mechusar Kippurim,
that's
not an
assay
of the Torah directed specifically at this situation.
No, but it's Kadesh Yiskes, that he could be
Zuch
and bringing the
carbon
Pesach tonight.
I'm asking about the Sfas Emes
before. Oh, because the Gemara seems to say that just like the carbon Pesach is Docha, the Asay Dashlama, so too like a Machshir of the carbon Pesach, which is this guy's carbon. So it seems to be swept along in the actual head there. It's not an instance of Chate. The fifth instance raised by Tosos, Gemara in Erevin on Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara tells us that a Kohen is allowed to be Chote Chayabela Shel Chavero, Pishinayim. So the Kohen is violating some sort of Shvus, so that his Chaver, the Kohen, could be Zocha Im Yavoda. Now, once again, this is a bit of a peculiar instance, because is the argument here that the Kohen is now being Mekayim a Mitzvah of Avoda? Of Avoda? That's the idea? He's Zocha in the mitzvah of Avoda? But that's strange, because if he was, let's say he was exempt because he was a Baal Mum, he had a Yabelas. So, what's the Kadesh Yizke? He's just Mufka from the Avoda right now. So, this is a strange instance that Tosus raises of Chatei Kadesh Yizke. Seems to be a very loose definition of Zuchus. Just to crystallize that point, take for example the case of the Eved. Why not say that every case of being Meshachar and Eved is Zuchus, because now he's going to be a full fledged bar mitzvos, right? And Eved is pater from certain mitzvos. Your meshachar him will be a bar mitzvos for a kol Torah kulo. So why not say that every case of shichur Eved is a zchus? From the Gemara, it seems like you only say that in cases of pururvu. Okay? So Tosus here is assuming that the ability of the kohen to do an avodah will be a kind of a zchus. So Adkan, those are the five cases that Tosus raises, the cases that bear on the question of chatei kedei sheizkei chavercha. When you step back and look at the poskim,
so
So chatzi shifcha, I'm including in the case of the peruvu. Okay, it's the lolim hem tavodu for some greater utility. When you step back and look at the postgame, so there's a famous tshuva of the Rashba in Chelek Zayin Simon Reish Samech Zayin, where the Rashba wants to know, what about a case where a woman is taken out of her town on Shabbos, and it's clear they're taking her out of the town to convert her? Okay, so they're going to take her away from the world of Torah mitzvahs. So are you allowed to violate Shabbos? And particularly he's worried about Tchum Shabbos, Laman Damar Tzdor Raisa. So are you allowed to violate Tchum Shabbos to save this woman from becoming a Mishum Edas? And what's interesting is that the Rashba takes the hardline stance, and the Rashba says, no, because we don't say Chatekedei Shizke Chavercha. So we're going to allow this woman to become Mishum Edas, rather than allow somebody else to Machal Shabbos on her behalf. That's a very powerful case. And we'll see the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Vav in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. So the Beis Yosef challenges this psak of the Rashba. What's interesting is that he challenges it on two grounds. A, he challenges it on the grounds of Tosfos, that maybe we do say Chatei Kedesh Yizke Chavercha in cases where there's no Pshia, no one's Posheya. And B, maybe we have a Svara, and notice how the Beis Yosef is kind of wavering, we have a Svara of Chalal Shabbos Echad Kedesh Yishmar Shabbos Harbe. Or in this case, Kedesh Tishmar Shabbos Harbe. Maybe it's worth it to be Mechal one Shabbos that she could keep more. Now that's interesting because that second Svara is kind of conceding that on the grounds of Chatei Kedesh Yizke Chavercha, you can't do this. On the pure grounds of Chatei Kedesh Yizke Chavercha. You need some internal Hilchos Shabbos Svara. Okay, so that's another case that the Rashba raises in his Tshuvos, and that's Paskind in Shulchan Aruch with the Beis Yosef. The Ramah in Orach Chaim Shin Chav Ches Yud, based off this Tshuvos Rashba, has a bit of a different psak, or a bit of a different instance. This is another case. What happens if somebody comes to town on Shabbos and they pull away somebody to force them to violate Avodah Zarah? So here the Ramah Paskins L'Chumrah. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim Shin Chav Ches. I think it says Avera Gedola Kimo Avodah Zarah, maybe? Or Lavara Avera Gedola. Yeah. The people come to town, they pull out a woman, and they're going to force her to violate an Avera Gedola. Okay? That's the Lashon, I think. You're right. So there, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins L'Chumrah. You're not allowed to violate Shabbos to save her. So people point out, this is a bit, the Bach already points out this Dira. The Mechaber himself in Simon Shinvav Paskin against the Rashba, Lahakel, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the woman who's dragged to become Mishum Edas. And Simon Shinchav Ches, I think it's Simon Shinchav Ches, and Shinchav Ches Sivkaton Yud, here the Ramah Paskin is based off that same Tshuvas Rashba, that if they're taking her for an Avera Gedola, so you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos.
This Dira is between
the Ramah and the Mechaber.
The Ramah and the Mechaber.
Right. So the Bach is bothered. First of all, he could say, why shouldn't the Ramah be Masig on the Psak and Simon Shin Vav if he's arguing? Right? And they're both citing the same Makar of the Shittah Rashba.
Right.
So the Bach is bothered by this Dira, even though it is a Dira between the Ramah and the Mechaber.
He's not bothered that the Ramah doesn't Masig, so therefore it's just a...
He's bothered. So the Ramah is not Masig.
Right, the Ramah is not Masig in Simon Shin Vav.
That's the kind of difference between the Ramah itself.
Yeah, and Echanami. Okay. And Echanami. And the Ramah is citing that same Tshuvas Rashba. Okay, even though the Beis Yosef argued in Simon Shin Vav.
Also in the Darkei Moshe on the Torah, he quotes the Tshuvas
Rashba. Okay, good. So internal stira. Good. So the Bach tries to miyashev the stira by suggesting that maybe when it comes to Mishum Edes, and this is important for later, when it comes to Mishum Edes, that's going to be a lifelong change. Right? They're taking it away from Klal Yisrael. So that warrants Chatei Kedesh Yizke Chavercha. So then it can Mechal Shabbos. But for Stam, one Avera, regardless of it being an Avera Chamura, that doesn't warrant Chatei Kedesh Yizke Chavercha. Right? So that's fascinating. It seems to say that it's not based off the Chumras HaAvera per se, but it has to do with this like change of lifestyle. Ein Sham in Bam Metzia, the Machlokes, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When he says Maya Hani Slacha, it's Machlokes in Bam Metzia, right? So you know, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish gets upset at Rabbi Yochanan, and he's like, you know, what did you, you know, you never, what did you do for me? Because Rabbi Yochanan brought him Takas, Rabbi Yochanan brought him back into the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean, like Hani Slacha Shechnasticha Takas Kanfei Hashchina, and I brought you back into the fold of Bnei Yisrael? So I think the Maral there says, what's the Machlokes? Rish Lakish says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't help him out at all, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan says I did because I brought you back into the Beis Medrash. So the Maharal says they're arguing about the following. Everybody knows mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, right? So Rabbi Shlakish says you didn't help me out at all, so you brought me back into learning, but lav lehanos nitnu. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, that's true. I'm moded that mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, but I changed your life. I brought you tachas kanfei hashchina. So even if each mitzvah, no matter how good it is, lav lehanos nitnu, the lifestyle of the change. So that's a hanis lechashapir. So you have a similar dion over here in the Bach. The point is that even though you're going to violate an avera chamura, so that doesn't constitute chatei kedei shizkei chaverach. It doesn't warrant it. But the change of the lifestyle to becoming a mishumedes, so that warrants chatei kedei shizkei chaverach. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Ayin Gimel Sivkat on Zayin. So Shulchan Aruch has a fascinating case. Nishba leparo. Person says, I'm going to pay you back on, let's say, you know, Shabbos the 25th of September. Person takes out a loan and he says, I'll pay you back on a certain day. Iglai milsa, that it falls out on Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos, and they realize that he took a shvuah, he has to pay him back. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so you're allowed to take a mashkon on Shabbos, because he took a shvuah, and you're allowed to evaluate the mashkon. So the shach there has a diyun, can somebody else evaluate the mashkon for you? Evaluating the mashkon, evaluating the worth of the mashkon, would be a violation of the Isser Drabanan of Mekach U'Memkar or Medida on Shabbos. So the question is, can another Yisrael violate the Isser Medida on Shabbos that he's not violating a shvuah and paying back on Shabbos? So the shach there thinks that you cannot, because we don't say chatei kedei shizkei chavercha. You'll see the other notes, they there hold that maybe you could. You have to see the rationale. They suggest that maybe you could, because here you yourself are part of the mitzvah. It's not chatei kedei shizkei chavercha, it's chatei kedei shizkei. Okay, but that case in Shulchan Aruch Ayin Gimel Zayin and Choshen Mishpat would be another instance of chatei kedei shizkei chavercha according to the shach. The Radvaz, another case, the Radvaz in Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Lamed. So he has a very clever, clever question. The Rosh in the end of Yuma already says, what happens in the case of a Chola? Chola on Shabbos. And you have a choice, either you could be Machil the Chola Basar Shchuta, you could do Shchita on Shabbos and feed the Chola Kasher meat, or you could not violate Shabbos and you'll feed the Chola Basar Nevela. So on the one hand, Shechita is Chilul Shabbos. It's a very chomer iser ba'onesh misa. On the other hand, and on the other hand, Nevela is only an iser lav. So why not give him the more kal iser of Nevela and not have to mechal Shabbos? That's the question posed in the Rush. But on the other hand, that's one side. In terms of chumras, the iser basar Nevela is more kal. But on the other hand, we say that Shabbos is nitche etzel pikuach nefesh. So you might say that Shechita on Shabbos is totally justified, b'makom pikuach nefesh. So there, you're not violating anything b'shechita. Whereas b'nevela, even though it's a more kal iser, there's no het there necessarily for eating basar nevela. So the Radvaz has a very clever point. And it says, who's that het there pikuach nefesh chalan? Whose chiyuv is that? It says, it's not a chiyuv on the chola. It's a chiyuv on the people surrounding the chola to make sure that he's okay. So if somebody's sick and I'm in the area, so I have a chiyuv to take care of him. So the Radvaz says the chola now is not mechuyev to sin by eating the basar nevela just to be matzil the Yisrael next to him from violating Shabbos b'shchita. So because ein omer mechatei kedei shizkei chavercha, there's no chiyuv on the chola to violate basar nevela and be matzil the Yisrael from shchita on Shabbos. Yes, that's the very clever application of the I guess the inverted application of the Radvaz in his tshuva. Another instance brought up in the poskim. It's really a fascinating shaila raised by the Shvus Yaakov. He was the Rav in Prague in the late 1600s. So apparently there was a gezeira in the city that any woman who wasn't married, who was a mu'beres, pregnant woman who wasn't married, I guess she was a zona, or she was mezana. So they had a takana samedina that any woman who was pregnant, who wasn't married, so the government would take the child and they would enlist him in the army. They would basically confiscate the child and use the child for public service. So Shiloh was, here you have, let's say, in the Jewish community, so you have a woman who all of a sudden she's not married, and it turns out she's pregnant. So the Shiloh that Shvus Yaakov deals with, which is an incredible Shiloh, is should the community just take somebody, a bachur, and say that he should marry this woman, claim that he's always be mekadesh her b'ksuva v'kedushin v'edim, claim that they were always married, and then the government won't be able to come along and take the child and take the child away from the Jewish community. Do you say chatei k'deisha yitzke chavercha that this oh, what's the iser? So the iser is, the Gemara Nivamo says that there's an iser marrying me'uberes chavero. There's an iser marrying a woman who's pregnant from somebody else. You have to wait a certain amount of time, you have to wait 3 months, or you have to wait till the child's born. So you're violating an iser of marrying a me'uberes chavero in order to be matzil, I guess, this child from being confiscated. So it's a fascinating child. So there he's done. I think he does say, you have to read it carefully, it's the Shvus Yaakov, I forgot to put down the number here. Remind me for the number. So there he said, I think he says, Chatei k'dei sheyizke chavercha. So that they would go ahead and they would marry b'ksuv v'kedushin and they would save the child. And note to Yehuda and Madura Kama Simen Gimel in Orachayim. So he has a fascinating discussion also. Let's say you only have one minion in the town. Okay, and the minion has young people and it has old people. So you can see in the Shtana HaMetzius, by the way, because there the question was, there the young people wanted to daven early, and the old people couldn't get to shul in time to make minion that early. So the question was, should they push off minion until Achar Sman Kriya Shema, so that the old people can make minion b'kriyas HaTorah v'chule. So do you say to the young people, Chatei, Kadesha Yiske this Kainim, that they should mezakeh this Kainim in Tefillah B'Tzibur, even though they're going to lose out on Tefillah B'Zman. So Nodeh B'Huda there says no, because Ein Omrim Chatei Kadesha Yiske Chavercha. Right, so there's no Chiyuv to be Chote so that the other people could come to Minyan. What?
Can we say
Mitzvah D'Rav M'Shaini? That's a good question. I don't know if that would be Mitzvah D'Rav, just to include more people. The Gemara has it from making a Minyan is Mitzvah D'Rav. I don't know if adding on more people to the Minyan would be Mitzvah D'Rav.
Well,
Hakadosh
Baruch Hu probably only comes to Beis Pesach during Zman Tefillah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably Kohen is when he gets there, and there's nobody there during Zman.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't know. The Rabbi Shlomo Kluger has a very interesting tshuva. In tshuva sa Elif Lecha Shlomo Evan Ezer Simen Chaf. Let's say somebody knows Sheishto Zinsa. His wife is pregnant, and he knows that they didn't have bia, let's say, in the last couple of months. So he knows bivados that she was mizane. So he's the chiyuv to divorce her, right? Iser lebal, iser leboel. But he also knows that if he divorces his wife, there's no way she's gonna stay religious. So Shlomo Kluger wants to know: does he have a chiyuv to stay married to her to prevent her from leaving the faith? So there he says, no, ein omrim chatei k'dei sheyizke chavercha. So it's very interesting that a lot of these tshuvas, it's hard to know. The reason why I give you this whole list over here, I have one more. I'll give you the last one, the shla, is the pièce de résistance over here. But the reason why I give you this list is because chatei k'dei sheyizke chavercha is a very hard concept to define. Not just the mechanics of how it works, but what does it mean even? What are the cases? So you have a couple of cases in the Gemara. And then you have a lot of these cases in the poskim, and it's not clear when the poskim use it as a melitza. Like, oh yeah, you don't have a chiyuv to sin for somebody else. Or these poskim are using it in a halachic sense that, yeah, there are instances where you have this obligation to klape somebody else. Okay, so it's just not clear what is classified as chatei k'dei sheyizke chavercha. So like, hopefully by just like getting a sense of the range of the instances where it's applied, so you get some idea of how it's used. Yeah.
So going back a little, you said there are people who say that in the case of the Lova with the Shua, that somebody else who does the deed, that he sort of becomes part of the mitzvah of being kind of the Shua. Couldn't you say that for any mitzvah to say? So you could say any case
So the Shach would clearly say no. The Shach would say there are some mitzvahs yet. The reason why those poskim say you are included in the mitzvah is because they're interested in this case of shiduch. I guess l'shadech is a kind of mekach memkar, maybe. And yet we say that you can meshadech on Shabbos. Right? So that's not an instance of chadeh k'dei sheyizke chavercha. That's kind of like a chadeh k'dei sheyizke. So there everyone assumes that, let's say, I'm involved in your shiduch, so there's some sort of mitzvah on me. That's the assumption. So the question is that true in other cases like Shuma? So I'm involved in your Shuma Samashko, and is that a mitzvah? So the Shach would acknowledge that the Shidduch case, yes. The Shuma case, no. I don't think you could say it for everything. I don't think it would be generalized like that. So the pièce de résistance is the shla, the crowning glory of the cases of chatei kedei shiyizke chavercha, which everyone in the room should take to heart. The shla in Maseches Shavuos in topic is near mitzvah. So he says that when you learn Torah, you should only learn for yediyus. You shouldn't walk around saying chilukim lechadeid hashmua. You shouldn't be walking around saying distinctions just to make learning more exciting. And then he says, after all, we don't say ein omrim. He's like, and some people go ahead and say that since chidud makes learning more exciting for people, so there should be a heter. Right? It's more exciting when you're saying fancy chilukim and fancy ideas. So Shi Mutter, he says, you can't do that because ein omrim chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha kol shekein bechet gadol kaza. So you have to keep the shla in mind when you. I mean, it might be self-defeating, like to say chilukim about chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha and invoke the shla. So that's what you have. Those are instances where chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha is.
So the year is over now.
What?
Wednesday we're gonna talk Friday.
Shna, I think I saw your picture in that tish in Eretz Yisrael during Ben Hazman. All right. So what are the, now that you have the cases, what are the klalim that the, what's this notion of chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha based on? So in Shir we were suggesting the premise of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet. That there's a very strong notion, a very strong sense of responsibility between different Jews. And that might be the basis for saying that I should sin to save my friend from doing an Aveira. Now in part this depends just on how seriously we take this idea. That idea can be phrased in two different ways. The first way of saying that idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet is that when my fellow Jew does an Aveira, and I could stop him from doing it, or I could stop the Aveira from happening, so I'm now a shutaf in that Aveira. So you do an Aveira, it's my Aveira. Now that could be, based on this metaphysical idea, Kol Yisrael is keguf echadami, like the Ritva mentions in Rosh Hashanah, and when you do an Aveira, it's harmful for me. Alternatively, this would be a second way of saying it, is that since I have a chiv of hochech tochiach es amisacha, I have a chiv to go ahead and rebuke you, so when I don't rebuke you, so I'm violating my chiv of hochech tochiach es amisacha. And the nafka mina is, which avera am I in violation of? Am I in violation of your avera, or am I in violation of my responsibility of hochech tochiach es amisacha? Either way, what you kind of get with these two ideas.
How would the latter apply to Chate?
What?
Isn't the idea of Chate Kedeshi?
So we'll see that a lot of people, like some people, will translate all talk about Chate Kedeshi Yizke Chavercha into tacit talk about Chate Kedeshi Yizke. The scenario is Chate Kedeshi Yizke Chavercha, that's what it looks like on the surface. But in reality, the Mechayiv is Chate Kedeshi Yizke Atzmacha.
Right, the Gemara only mentioned the word Yizke. Like we've been saying, Tiske.
Right.
But the Gemara,
okay. That's a very good point. The Gemara in Erevin, though, right, is more explicit. You have this concept of Nichle Lechaver, Leav, Lavar, Isser Klilav, Lo Lavar Amar, Tzal Yisr Chamor.
Yeah.
Right? Yizke? What? That's clear, Yiske Chaviro, no?
Yeah, I'm just pointing out it's Yiske versus Tiske, meaning it has to be helping a third party, not Tiske. Tiske would be referring to yourself.
Oh, you think Yiske meaning himself?
No, Yiske means a third party.
It depends. Tiske, it's not clear. It's chate.
It could definitely mean yourself.
It could be, but it could be chate kadesha tizake.
No, the Gemara, I don't think the Gemara ever says.
No, it never has a tough?
I don't
think so. What? But they want chate kadesha yizke chavercha. Uh-huh. Meaning it's not shetizake chavercha.
I've only seen either.
I hear. Okay. Well, do we show him how that gear saw? Yehuda, what do we have? What?
There are Gemara elsewhere that use very similar language to talk about Chatei Kedei Sheyizke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, what is it?
Chatei Kedei Sheyizke.
I'm trying to remember where
it's from. Okay, so. My impression is actually that there are different gear cells in this Gemara.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I have that impression.
The Rishonim are different.
Rishonim are different Rishonim.
Yeah, the Rashba, the Rashba has a different.
Okay, so the Rishonim are different Girsas here. So that makes it trickier. Ka. Okay, so let me just point out just on this notion about hocheach tochiach and how strong your chiyuv is klape another Yisrael. So you have a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos, which is definitely worth looking into. You have a very interesting Gemara on Daf. I want to say Nun Dalam Beis and Nun Heimad Aleph. So it's the Mishnah on Nun Dalam Beis and the Gemara there, where the Gemara talks about any time you have an opportunity to be mochiach somebody and you don't. So the Gemara says the chayt is nikra al yado. That's what you have in the Mishnah there. It has like cham paraso shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the Gemara says, was it really a paraso shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that went out with a ratzua ben karneh shelo b'ratzon chachamim? So the Gemara says, no, it was really the parash shel chavero. But since he had the opportunity to be mochiach him and he didn't, so therefore the chayt is nikra al shmo. Okay, and the Gemara goes along, and the Gemara in Ham and Aleph has a very interesting shakavitaria. About there's only one time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. There's only one time Hashem changed his mind l'rav klal Yisrael, chutz midavar zeh. So what happens? Hashem said he's coming to v'yom Hashem elav avor b'toch ha'ir b'soch Yishalayim. Okay, put a tough on everyone. So kitzur, what happens is that the Rishayim end up sinning and the tzaddikim don't sin. So the Malach turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, okay, so the tzaddikim are also punished because they should have been mochiach the Rishayim. So Hashem says, fine. But we all know that even if they were mochiach them, they wouldn't have done tshuva. So I think the Malach turns back and he says, Im lefanecha galui lehem mi galui. Even though you know that tochacha wouldn't have made a difference, those tzaddikim who weren't mochiach didn't know that their tochacha wouldn't have made a difference. So therefore, the Pasuk actually refers to all of Anshei Yerushalayim as being Chote, even though it's only the Rishayim. So the point of the Shakavitari and Nandalat and Nenhei is that if you have the ability to Machiach and you're not, so then you're also Nitvas but also Avera. Now that's fine, and I could say that's a Din Miyuchad in Tochacha. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Chiach Tochiach Hasam Yisacha, so the Rambam says that the mitzvah is not just to give Tochacha, but the mitzvah is actually to be Mafrish every Yisrael min Avera. So the Chora, that would extend also to cases like Dalet Amud Aleph, where you could save him from an Avera by actually stopping the Avera. And that's included in the Din of Ocheach Tochiach. So if you take the Gemara on Nun Dalet and put it together with the Chiddush of the Rambam, so then I have a response, I'm Nitvas al Avon Chavero, and I have a Chiyav not just in Ocheach Tochiach, but also a Chiyav in being Matzil him in Avera. So here's where it gets a little tricky. So we're saying the chiyuv is based off arvus, so that's why there might be an obligation for me to go ahead and save my chaver. So the Rabbi Elazar Mizrahi in his Asagos to the Smag in Asei Membez, so he's bothered. He says, how could we ever say Ein Omrim Chatei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chavercha if we know that we have a mitzvah of arvus? Meaning, because of Kol Yisrael Erim Zeh B'Zeh, you should always say Chatei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chavercha. So how are there instances like the Gemara and Shabbos where we say you don't have a Chiyuv? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector and his Ein Yitzchak, so he just argues very nicely, very simply, that the Avera that one violates in not keeping Kol Yisrael Erim Zeh B'Zeh is more kal than the Avera that one would violate from being Mechal Shabbos Bir Dias HaPas. Meaning, in a chanami, Kol Yisrael Erim Zeh B'Zeh should obligate you to be Matzil Chavero, but when you weigh the chiyuv of Arevos, or Arvos, against the Isser V'Dias HaPas, so Isser V'Dias HaPas is more chamor. So there is Arvos, just Arvos is not strong enough to override certain Averos. Then it would depend. Any Avera that's more chamor than Arvos wins. Anytime the Avera is more kal than Arvos, it would lose out. The Avnei Nezer also seems to have this idea. The Mechayiv here is based off Arvos. And therefore he says that when Tosos answers that in case of Poshea, you don't have a Chiyav Lahatzila Min Avera, he says that's because there are certain cases where somebody basically abdicates their rights to Arvos. Generally every Jew has the right to Kol Yisrael Erim Zeh B'Zeh, but if you're Poshea, It's keilu. So you did something bemezid. So you're forfeiting your right to have another Jew save you. It's ihu avir anafshe. So Avnei says very nicely, yeah, it's true. Any time, really, arvos, let's say, is stronger, and therefore you have a chiv timatzil, unless he sacrifices that right. Cases of poshe are cases where he sacrifices that right. He did, yeah. Case of shogeg. I guess you could say there are some shogegim that are close to poshe, maybe.
This just suggested that.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Right. I mean, that's a kasha on Tosos even, because Tosos wants to say Dafke in case of the poshe, you're not going to have a chiyah. That's how he explains our Gemara.
Right. But here we're saying that shogeg is an
indication
of
this. This is like a shogeg that's like karov le. I guess it would be more karov le mezid. That's what Tosos is saying. You see that category exists from cases in Makos, right? I think that's a point in Tosa, and that's what Tosa addresses. This is a unique kind of a shogeg. If the mechayiv here is based off arvos, then you might get into a tricky problem. What about people who aren't bechlal arvos? Meaning similar to what the Avnei Nezer here is arguing. Avnei Nezer, by the way, is in Yerdeya Simen Tesvav in Yerdeya. In Evan Ezer Tesvav. What about people who aren't Bechlal Arvos? So here we mentioned in Shir, like let's say the Rush in Brachos, who has this idea that Nashim are not Bechlal Arvos. There's no din of Kli Yisrael Arevim Zebezel in Nashim. So would you say that either there's no Chiv Chatei Kadeshe Tizke Chaverech for Nashim, or would you say that men Klape Nashim don't have a Chiv of Arvos, or you say Nashim Klape men don't have a Chiv of Arvos? Okay? Mikan, you might be able to melamed tzchus on people wearing tefillin. You may not have a chiyav arvos even to prevent them at all. If you say there's no chiyav kol yisrael mizeh bezel
and
nashim.
And if it's tzedakas, then
right? Yeah, exactly. Ein achnami. So nashim might be an important point if you're dealing with arvos.
The case of the Rashba, the woman also.
What?
The case of the two of the
Rashba. Yeah, the two of the Rashba case, but he doesn't say because of nashim. Right, he just says because we say Einam Chateke De Shizka.
Yeah, so he if it's based on Arvus.
Right, it does apply. Very good. What we were suggesting in the last couple of minutes of Shir is that there are some of the factors in Tosvos are taking a stance on the degree or the degree of Arvus to which you're mechuyev in. So, for example, Tosvos will be mechalek in certain cases and say Mitzvah Derabim Shaini, Mitzvah Rabba Shaini. Ramban has in one case shluchei didan, right? The reason why you're able to bring the carbon pasach is because you're shliach of the Israel. So it could be that these aren't external factors in dictating when something will override something else, but maybe these are shurim in arbus. Maybe when it comes to mitzvah derabim, then we're going to say there's a strong sense of kol yisrael ribim zebazah. So mitzvah derabim shiny puravu, which is a chiv in populating the world. That's there. There's a strong sense of arbus. So whenever arvus is a stronger factor, then you'll be more prone to allow chatei kedei shiyizkei chaverecha, and that may be what Tosos is getting at. So that's one model. That's the model of kol yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. Another model that you could invoke, nothing to do with the chiyuv of arvus, but it's an objective question in terms of what's better in this scenario. Klape Shmaya, klape the world. This Avera, or this Mitzvah. Meaning, regardless of the fact that you have an obligation towards the Yisrael, the question is, your obligation klape Shmaya to, you know, minimize Averos and to maximize Mitzvos. So what's a better investment here? So then it's going to depend on the particular Mitzvah and the particular Avera. So here you have some very interesting shitos that the Achronim invoke. For example, if you take Tosfos Rosh's reading of the Riva, Tosfos Rosh says, Nicha lanu, that you should violate an Avera Chamura b'sheva al taisa, rather than violate an Avera Kal b'kumvase. Meaning, overall, it's better that an Avera Kal be violated b'kumvase, it's better that an Avera Chamura be violated b'sheva al taisa. So it's just a question, which one is better? And here he's saying it's not totally on the Chumras Avera, it's taloi on the mode of violation. how it's being violated. Similarly, let's say the scenario of the chiluk of the bach, where he's not mechalik necessarily in terms of chumras avera, but in terms of the long-term consequences of the avera. So, taking somebody to be a mishumedes, that's a long-term consideration. Whereas an avera gedola, just on this one Shabbos, so it's more chamor, but it's short-term.
Does it mean that the longer it is, the more chamor it is?
What?
If you don't look at it, the longer it is, the more
doesn't,
chamor it is.
Doesn't seem that way. I don't know. I think it's a tricky question. I don't know. Here you might also be mechalik between a mitzvah derabanan and a mitzvah deoraisa. If you read our Gemara and Daf Dalid as talking about an iser redias apas derabanan, then you have a very strong statement in the Gemara that we don't say chatek iser derabanan kedei sheyizke be mitzvah deoraisa or kedei lemnoa iser deoraisa. If you take Rabbeinu Chananel's interpretation of the Gemara, that perhaps you're dealing here with an iser deoraisa, so then the Gemara is saying that you can't violate an Isser Del Raisa to prevent somebody from violating an Isser Del Raisa, which would allow for the much broader conclusion that maybe for an Isser Drabanan you can be over v'chatei. All our Gemara's offering is an Isser Del Raisa.
Still the Kiddush, because the Isser Del Raisa you're saying is an Isser Skila or Hathas. All the Isser Drabanan that you'd be violating, even if it's
Isser Del Raisa, I'm saying Kointe Mechatas Isser Del Raisa. It's a malacha, according to the strong read of Rabbeinu Chananel. So it's just it's a trade-off between two different Isurei Shabbos.
So what would be the halakha?
What?
If you read Rabbeinu Chananel like that, what would be the halakha? Should.
Maybe the halakha is that they're both equal.
So
I have an avera, he has an avera. So maybe I should violate my avera. At least there's some kiyum of, you know, being matzil chavera.
No,
he did
it
b'mezid,
and you're doing
it
b'mezid.
You're doing it
b'mezid
also, though.
No, he did it b'shogeg, but you're doing it for the purpose of saying it, so that might not have much...
Right, the problem is if you say that, then you could raise a stronger question and say, once the Riva is willing to say that k'dei l'hatzilas atzmo you have a heter of anus mi p'dei v'chachamim, so why not say that b'kum v'aseh you also have an anus al p'dei v'chachamim? Right? Which you might say that. Meaning, were you to hold chateke deshis kachavercha over here, the point is that you'd be potter anyway, because it's on us. This is what you have to do. Maybe. Yeah.
Does Rashi's point generally be approved for this model? Because he's talking about not to ask or not to appear.
Right. But my point is that if you could generalize the Riva to cases of chatei kedeshes, meaning if you take this approach, then there never will be a distinction between chatei kedeshes kechavercha and kedeshe yizke la'atzmacha.
Alright, for yourself, the factor is going to be which one's better for the world, whether it's better to do this or not. But for other people, there might be the factor of arguments, not just the factor of which one's better for the world.
But this approach is denying arvos. I mean, this is saying caterus paribus.
Okay, but Tozer Rush has no comment on whether you deny arvos or not.
What? No, absolutely correct. I'm saying that you may have... What's unique about the first perspective is that what complicates things is your chiv arvos. And there it's going to depend on how chomer arvos is and in which scenarios you have a chiv of arvos. Here we're just denying that the mechayiv here is arvos, and it's an objective question, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, right? If there are more chatayim in the world, then miyad nechrav. So now you have an obligation to make sure that there aren't chatayim in the world, that it's going to be nechrav. So what's advancing that cause? And there shouldn't be a chiluk between chavercha and yourself. Chape shmaya, what does their bonus shalom care? Right? So then it's going to depend just on the objective chumra or kula of the conflict between the factors. If you take this approach to its extreme, so you might say that the question is really also a kind of a question of mitzvah baba vera. Meaning it's not just a question of whether which factor here is stronger, let's say the mitzvah or the avera or the kumbase or the sheval taisa, long term, the short term. You might say that the question here is whether or not the mitzvah is justified in the presence of the chet. So for example, until now we've been approaching this question by asking, is a chet warranted to save this mitzvah? But I could really invert the question and ask whether the mitzvah is warranted given the chet. So here you have a very interesting statement of the Nachlas Shiva in his Tshuvas Chadashas Siman Beis, where he argues based off the concept of Chatei Kedeshi Yizke Chavercha that Kol Shekein you won't say do a mitzvah that's going to put other people into sakana. Why? Because that's an even stronger mitzvah Baba Avera. That's his Lashon. Meaning, he thinks what's significant about Chatei Kedeshi Yizke Chavercha is not the justification of the chet, but the justification of the mitzvah given that it was accomplished through a chet.
Say that again, please.
Meaning what's significant about Chatei Kedeshi Yizke Chavercha is that the chet doesn't justify the mitzvah. It's not a question whether the mitzvah justifies the chet. So you could have the strongest mitzvah in the world, but if the way the mitzvah is brought about is through a chet, then it's mitzvah b'avera, and it's you know, the Bonosham akriveyu no lefchasecha, lefechasecha. The Bonosham doesn't want it. So then it's never going to be totally on the Chumrah and the Kula, but on the relationship between the Avera, on the Avera bringing about the Chet. On the Avera bringing about the Mitzvah. It's implied in the Kol Shekein of the Nachla Shiva. Okay?
So is a Mitzvah that causes Sakana or a Mitzvah that causes Chet?
It's going to be, he says a Mitzvah that causes Sakana, but because a Mitzvah Baba Avera. Okay? Like the deleterious consequences of a Mitzvah is itself a kind of a Okay. So finally, we have to just address what are the particular reads of the Gemara and the distinctions of the Rishonim. So the most, and I just want to mention also that the different reads of the Rishonim are compatible between the different approaches in understanding the Mechayev here. Meaning, I might argue that the Gemara in Shabbos is the exception, but that's equally compatible with saying that it's a din in Arvus and saying that it depends on the relationship between the Avera and the Mitzvah. You might be more noted to say that it reflects Arvos, because then the default is that you have a Chiyuv Klape Chavero, but you might say it's also because the default is that better to do an Avera Kala than to do an Avera Chamura. Guys, I'm just saying that the rule and the exception is perfectly compatible with two different understandings of the Mechayev Chatei Kedeshi Yizke. So let's just get into the particulars. There's a whole group of Rishonim. We see the Gemara in Shabbos as the exception. You could say this in three different ways. Tosfos suggests that in the case of Rediyas HaPas, in case of putting the pas in the oven on Shabbos, there is a kind of pshia going on. And cases of pshia, so you can't go ahead and save him. Now, admittedly, that position in Tosfos seems to be pointing in the direction of Arvos. He's sacrificing his Arvos in the case of pshia. The Ramban points to the Gemara in Shabbos as being an exception, but for a very different reason. The Ramban says, in the case here, the only consideration is the Chiyuv Chatos. Since it's an Aveira that's violated B'shogeg. Now that we pointed out is a massive Chiddush in the notion of a Chiyuv Chatos, because the general understanding is that when you do Aveira B'shogeg, so there's a Maisa Aveira, which is inherently problematic. Now, that's mechayiv to go ahead and bring a karban chatas. Here the Ramban is arguing that when you have the ability to bring a karban chatas, so the ma'isa avera itself is keman delesa, because you could get kapara. So therefore, argues the Ramban, the only zuchus in this case is a zuchus mamonis, and a zuchus mamonis doesn't justify any kind of avera, even an avera kala. So according to the Ramban, the Gemara in Shabbos is an exception because the case of shogeg, where he'd only be chayiv a chiyuv chatas. Doesn't Ramban say that nothing happens except for the Chiyuv Mamon? Right. Shiny hidu klas betana b'shogi delav iserhu she'efshelo l'skaber b'chatos. Sounds like it's afka of ma'isa avera. The Ritva here says a similar thing, and the Ritva says it in terms of Mamonis. The Ritva says all it is saving him from Mamon, I believe. Right, so you couldn't say that if you're also being ma'isa la ma'isa avera. The Hashlama has a bit of a... Sorry, the Riva in Tosos, the way we read it in Shir, is the Riva is arguing, Shaini Hacha, because the Avera, the Maisa Avera was already done. Okay, which means that in most cases, when you go ahead and you're over and you do the avera, you're actually saving him from something. Here, because kvar nasa and maisa avera, so it's, you're not really saving him from anything significant. Now here, it just depends how you formulate it. Is the Riva saying that in a chanami you could be matzil him from an onesh, but the din of chatei kadesh is kechavercha is not about being matzil onshin. It's about being matzil maisa averos. Right, if you put it in terms of the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, right, so the Bon Shalom wants to know, are there more chatayim or more zechuyos in the world? He doesn't want to know whether there are more onshin or less onshin. So here, the maisa aver already happened. So it's too late to save him. So it doesn't justify chatei kadesh is kechavercha. That's one way of reading the Riva. Anybody have any objections to that read? What? Yeah.
It would require you to say that the maisa aver was the actual iser, instead of just the
kumah. Right, I'm saying that seems to assume that the maisa avera already happened b'shas putting the bread into the oven. Now that's very peculiar if you're going to also say that when you take the bread out, so now there's no onesh, fine. There's no shame mumr l'chal Shabbos. There was no shame chil Shabbos. Now it seems to me that the only way you could do that is if you hold that the Maisa Avera was Nekar. It's Kilu, no Maisa Avera happened now. That's why there's no Chil Shabbos. Now, if you're Oker the Maisa Avera, so my question is for the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, so in terms of the Zechuyos and the Chatayim in the world, so I want to know, does that register as a Chet or does it not register as a Chet? The Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva. You're 50-50. Somebody puts bread into the oven on Erev. Somebody puts the bread into the oven. It's about to cook. And you could pull it out. So I want to know, does your pulling the bread out of the oven, does it prevent that last chait from...
Shouldn't it already be destroyed?
From happening.
Shouldn't it already be destroyed?
No, why?
Because it's 50-50 and you put it in. Right.
What?
Because it's 50-50 and you put it in.
Oh.
I mean, it was
it's in limbo.
The world would have ended.
It's
now,
in limbo.
In a time later on, you can throw out the ochre, but b'shas maisa was a chait.
Right.
So the world should have ended. The fact that the world did end, so now you don't have to stop it, because right. It turns out it was 50-50.
Avigdor, why don't you give us graphic descriptions of the world's destruction? So, in this case, so are you mafkir the Maisa Avera or not? Doron.
How do you know there was no Chil Shabbos here? If you take the bread out of the oven?
Now, fine. Somebody might say that this guy is a Mum L'Chal Shabbos and Mum L'Chal Torah Kula, and I think that would solve the problem. In Shir, though, I think we wanted to say that you are mafkia the Shem Mechal Shabbos.
You don't have to say that.
Right?
You don't have to say that for the Riva.
You don't have to say that. That would be a very... then you say that you could have Shem Mum L'Chal Shabbos without the Onesh of the Avera. Without having violated the Isser either. It's tricky.
Say you violated the Isser, there's just no Onesh.
Well, the Chacham Sofer would say that you violated the Isser of the Asay of Shabbos. Here, you want to say that you violated the Isser of... You want to say you didn't violate the Isser. There's no Isser Bishul. But yeah, you're a Mumlech
Al Shabbos. Maybe there isn't Isser Bishul, just with no Onesh?
It's a big Chiddush to say that in this case, you took it out, there's no Bishul, and yet there was an Isser Bishul. Right?
It can be that all of your assumptions are true, and then your question is just why do we care whether or not it happened or not? Whether or not it happened already, if what you can do right now is uproot what already happened.
Right.
That's assuming that you're taking a very long, kind of very broad view. That the bottom line will be the same thing whether or not he did the mice or he didn't. Why don't you say that the Torah just takes a very particularistic view and doesn't look at, okay, even if right now you are chatei and that will save something later, right, it will uproot it later, we just look at the immediacy of the action and say, oh, that's a chait. We don't tell you to do a chait when someone already did a chait. If you didn't do a chait yet, you didn't do one.
Right, so that seems... Maybe you're arguing that this is incompatible with the Rambam if you take the model of objective mitzvos and averos in the world.
Yes, but also...
Maybe it's limited to the view of Arvos.
I don't think that you have to...
Like maybe the Torah says you only have a chiv... Maybe the Torah is saying the chiv Arvos is mikano l'haba, not l'mafreya. But that, I would say that's even more peculiar because the Chi of Arvos to me seems to be consistent with discussing Onshin for sure. Right? Your Chi of Arvos is your Chi of Klape your fellow Yisrael. So if you could separate him from an Onesh or a Maisa Avera, so it seems to me that you should do that. If you want to say it's Klape Shmaya, So I can understand that we care about the objective existence of Isurim in the world, regardless of your friend's Onesh v'chule. Right? That's how I would counter. Akir.
Wait, isn't Rival talking about the case where you're doing it to save yourself?
He's saying even to a case where you're saving yourself.
Huh?
Also a problem. The question is Dafka talking about a case where you're saving yourself? Or even a case?
Well, either way, you can't say he's talking about Arbus.
If he's talking about a case of Dafka saving yourself, if he's talking about a case of Chateke Deshiz Chavercha also, so you run into a bit of a problem with the Hemshech of Tosos. Because here the Rival is arguing that the reason is based off that it already happened, which is to say that the Gemara and Shabbos is the exception. Right? And every other case, the default is that we say Chateke Deshiz Chavercha. So why Tosos in the next lines, why is he asking from the Gemara in Gittin about Olam Behem Tavodu? He's saying, how can you say Chateke Deshiz Kader? But if Tosos is giving the rationale of Chateke Deshiz Chavercha based off the Riva, then those cases should be Pasha. Because the default is to say Chateke Deshiz Kader.
Maybe you need both. You need to create the arvus and then have that factor. Because it's only when you're saving yourself that that becomes important that we look at the Masavira.
It could be. It could be they'd have to say that for Tosos. Yeah.
There's a much bigger mess that we're also avoiding, which is that if you really do have a Masavira in a revising history, and you're a Mumar Chal Shabbos when you're being saved, and no one's arguing that you have arvus with Mumar Chal Shabbos.
In Bisha that you do, you're Mumel Chal Shabbos.
So then you have a really big mess with saving yourself, because when you're done with doing the Atat, then you won't be a Mumel Chal Tavkula. But before you're done, you were. So can you save your past self by doing with the Atat?
And your past self was a Mumel.
Is a Mumel Shabbos, is a Mumel Chal Tavkula.
Right. Right, well, it's kind of...
Today you are you.
What?
It's truer than true. There's no one alive who's you or than you.
No, Pasha's...
Even if you're Mahal Shabbat. Pasha might be Dr. Seuss.
Pasha's is that, yeah, it's a case of you're not really a Mumar. Right.
So it's a case of Shogeg once you know it's not a problem. It's not really, it can't be a case of Shogeg. The really time to get through, you have the Gemara's question, and you know about it, so you're not fired.
Right.
It must be a case of Maisie of some kind.
Right.
If it's a case of Maisie, then you have this whole big mess with, you don't, no one's arguing to have our group with Mumar Chal Shabbos.
Right. I hear that. I mean, that's like Poshea. Poshea sacrifices his right. And
it's not like Poshea. It's much stronger than Poshea.
I understand. If anything, stronger. Interesting. It's definitely, yeah, it's a good point. Now, in order to substantiate the Rival's claim, so we went on a little exploration of the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Nun Vav, to try to show that the shame, the Isser, the shame, the Maisa Avera of Bishul, could be b'shas ma'isa of putting it into the oven. That even though seemingly you're just leaving it somewhere, but that's already the ma'isa avera. So the more you want to argue that bishul is front-loaded, so then the more it makes sense to say that the ma'isa avera already happened. The more you want to say that the ma'isa bishul continues throughout time, so then it's harder to take the riva and say that the avera already happened. Put that for now. We noted that the Riva may be l'shitaso, because the Riva in Tosir Masl Kodem Shiavali de Yisr Skila, so the Riva argues that this is not a case of Hasra Safik, because once you put it into the oven, so the default posture is that it's going to be Nigmar. So Bevade Haidaito She Yigamer. So you see, according to the Riva, even with respect to Hasra Safik, even though technically you could undo the Maisa Avera, that's considered hafkoas ma'isavera. It's not considered preventing the ma'isavera from happening. So we said maybe those two rivas are in line. The problem is that the third riva, in the beginning of Tosdir Maskel, Kodem Shevel Yisr Skila, so that riva seems to be a little problematic, because the riva wants to apply a p'tur anus midirei chachamim to the case of Bishul. The pashtus anus midirei chachamim should only apply b'shas ma'isavera. Here, b'shas ma'isavera, there was no anus. The onus only kicks in later. So we said that seems to imply that the Isser Bishul is backloaded. So that's a little bit of a knotty problem for understanding the Riva. But Tosfos Yeshanim objects to that understanding of the Riva. Tosfos Yeshanim suggests that maybe that's a suffix in the Gemara. And the Gemara is actually Masupuk whether or not the Ptur Ones Medivri Chachamim could apply when the Maisa is front-loaded. And so maybe that Gufa is the objection of Tosfos Yeshanim. That since Bishul is front-loaded, the Ptur Onus can't apply, and that's the day in the Gemara that would say in Omrim, they're just, they would say that you can't be Chatei Kedei Sheyizke. Okay? So maybe that whole Shaka V'Tarya is telling you on the nature of Isser Bishul. The Hashlama has a bit of an in-between shita between the Ramban and the Riva. The Hashlama argues that Dafka, because the Riva is correct, that the Maisa Avera is super front-loaded, so the Maisa Avera happens, and now it's just a question of Mimela Nigmar. Mimela Yigmar. So that's why the only thing that you're being matzil here from here is the Chiyuv Chatas. Lu Yitzir, this was a normal Maisa Avera that you're saving him from, even B'Shogeg, so it would be a Maisa Avera plus a Chiyuv Chatas. But since the Maisa Avera already happened, and now it's only being violated B'Sheva Taisa, so that's why there's a... That's why there's no Chiyuv to matzil him. Because all you have left is a Chiyuv Chatas. The Maisa Avera already happened. That's the suggestion of the Hashlama, combining the view of the Riva with the Ramban. It makes the Ramban more palatable. Because it's not true for all Averos B'Shogeg, Dafka Averos B'Shogeg, that happened B'Mimela. Finally, you have the opposite. So all those approaches assume that the Gemara in Shabbos is the exception. And all the other, so Ein Omrim Chatei Kedei Chavercha is the exception, either because it's a case of Poshea, or because over here it's only a Chiyuv Chatas, or because the Maisa Avera already happened. It's Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Riva. The exact opposite Shita is taken by the first day in Tosfos, that the Gemara in Erevin is the exception. The only time you're going to say Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha is when the Avera is Nasis HaYado. And here you have to ask whether that first day in Tosos is assuming Midin Arvos. Just that in order for Arvos to kick in, you need Al Yado, you need to be somehow involved in the Maisa Avera. Or Gufa, that Tosos is denying Arvos. Because had you had a Chiyuv Mishum Arvos, you shouldn't need Al Yado to Mechayev you. So it could be that this depends a little bit on the Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether Tosos is arguing that Al Yado gives you a sense of responsibility, which seems to be the Pashtus in Tosos, or whether you argue, like the way the Meiri understands it, that here you're just being Matzil Atzmecha. Nothing to do with Arvos. The reason why in a case of Al Yado you say Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavercha is because it's really Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Ba'atzmecha, because now you're saving yourself from the Yisra of Lufni Evil Sitein Mechshol. Right, so if you say that day on the Meiri, he's clearly not invoking anything Mishum Arvos. If anything, he has to come on to a Lifnei Iver. If you take the Pashas and Tosos at Al Yado, so because the Al Yado is like a stronger Mechayev towards the Avera of your friend. So those we outlined as those are the extreme views. Either the default is that you'll say a Vechiv, or the default is that you don't have a Vechiv and you need something like Al Yado to Mechayev you. Here we said in between. And the reason why we said this is in between, you have the position of the Ritva. Now, the reason why we say the Ritva is in between is because you could say that, objectively, when you view scenarios of one person's chet and one person's chus, so objectively, there's a clear-cut answer. The question is, which way the answer is clear-cut? Either to save or not to save. But what's inherent in the assumption of the Ritva is that you have a right one way or the other. Meaning it's clear the Torah is somewhat neutral to this scenario. The Torah is telling you there may be, maybe sometimes it's better for you to be matzil him, maybe sometimes it's better for you not to be matzil him. And there's no right or wrong answer to that question. So therefore the Torah puts it into your hands. So conceptually the Ritva is kind of in between these 2 days in Tosfos. I'm not sure, Isaac, why do you think the Ritva is not in between? Right. But in terms of understanding objectively, you do a chet, and I'm coming to save you. Ma'isim b'chol yom. Right. You have a pshat in the Gemara, and I counter. So you're saying the shlaz chidut shmaita, right? Now we're starting to say pshat. So there's a clear-cut answer, right? Either I'm supposed to save you or I'm not. That's machlokas rishonim. Now the Ritva is saying that scenario is inherently complex. That scenario inherently lends itself to being nitzol and to not being nitzol. And therefore the Torah puts it into your rishus whether or not you could do it.
Okay, but that means that even in a case where...
So that means that for other rishonim it's either like this, or it's inverted. And for the Ritva, there's an even playing field, and it's biyadcha to determine.
Yeah, but Tosos would say that you could never save someone else if he was poshaya.
Right. Which is why Tosos is saying that the answer is like this.
What if the answer is like this?
You cannot save him.
Well, and just looking at the number of cases where you're allowed to save him.
The halacha doesn't allow you to save him.
Right,
but don't look at the number of cases. I'm talking about conceptually.
Looking at the set of cases where you can save someone, Tosos is more limited, and the Ritva is more expensive.
But let's say conceptually the relationship between me and you, right?
Yeah.
So some Rishonim say it's distant.
Yeah.
Some Rishonim say it's very close. And the Ritva says it's in between.
No, actually the Ritva is saying it's really close. It's just that it's the really close relation. It doesn't necessarily express something.
But it's not close enough to mechayev you.
Okay, but maybe Tosos thinks that you need less to be mechayev you, not that there is a close relationship. And the Ritva is the one that says kigug echadim, so it's hard to get closer than that.
No, I would say that kigul fecha may not be relevant.
Why would kigul fecha not be relevant?
Because kigul fecha could be very loose. It could be loosely defined.
Right.
I mean, the other objection would say it's like... whatever, I'm not sure I understand the objection. So, I'll call it. So that's our overview of chatei kedei sheyizkeh chavercha. You have the different scenarios where the Gemara brings it, where the poskim raise the issue. You have the question of the Mechayiv. Is it about an inherent relationship between Kol Yisrael Ribim Zeba Zeh and the nature of Kol Yisrael? Or is it more an objective question about Klapei Shmaya Galya? What's the bigger or worse Avera in this scenario? And then you have Machlokas Rishonim about the specifics of applying Kol Yisrael to the Gemara in Shabbos, to the Gemara in Erevin, and all the Gemaras that fall in between. So which cloud are you going to invoke? Which is the rule? Which is the exception? Do you think there's an objective Chiyuv one way or the other? Or do you assume, like the Ritva, that the situation is inherently vague, and that inherent vagueness allows for you to go ahead and determine how you're going to intervene in the situation? Okay.